Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Gupta from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Muskan. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited earnings call to discuss the Q4 and FY 2024 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalavadia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. B. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I now request Mr. B. Ravi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajat. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this earnings call. I'm sure you'd have had the opportunity to go through the presentation uploaded on our site earlier today. Let me start by quoting a Sanskrit shloka, which I feel is very apt for the present. Samharti Shreyasi Punsam Swakulahi Alpakairapi Sushenamapi Parityakta Na Prarohanti Tandulaha. To translate, on being subjected to harsh realities of life and difficulties, a righteous person, a strong person, does not shed his intrinsic qualities and comes out more determined and victorious. Just as the rice which is pounded only sheds the husk, but it comes out clean. In the same way, Ganesh Housing has made a remarkable turnaround from being at its lowest just 3 years back to its best performance ever in FY 2024, with still more to come. And I have the privilege to share this with you. This year has been truly remarkable for us, as I said, and I'm proud to say that on all parameters, we have surpassed all our earlier best performances and achieved new milestones unmatched in our company's history. And we believe that this is sustainable. It's a testament to the value of Ganesh Housing brand, its position in the Ahmedabad real estate sector, the hard work, dedication, and innovative spirit of the team, and the vision and foresight of the promoters above all. Let me just take you briefly through India's real estate sector. It's been taking new strides in the past couple of years. According to the latest Knight Frank and CII report, India's real estate sector is valued at present at about $482 billion. However, the projections state by 2034, this would actually go to $1.5 trillion. This forecast shows the vast potential and opportunities within the real estate domain. CREDAI has predicted that by 2034, the real estate sector will contribute about 13.8% of the GDP. Growth is largely attributed to the increasing businesses, a trend of local companies moving to spacious offices, and the growing demand among Indians for improved residential accommodation, hotels, travel destinations, etc. And with the initiatives aimed to bolster manufacturing, logistics, and industrial hubs, it's evident that the real estate sector is poised for substantial growth. The Ahmedabad real estate sector also in line saw significant growth in real estate in the demand in FY24, particularly in the areas of SG Highway, Bhopal, CG Road, and the western parts, driven by proximity to job centers and improved connectivity. Residential houses demand rose by about 21.5% in the first quarter of this calendar, accompanied by about 1.5% increase in the average property rates. This is due to Ahmedabad's emerging status as a prime investment destination with growth in new businesses and commercial investments. Looking ahead, the city's real estate landscape is poised towards continuing growth and development, fueled by ongoing urbanization and infrastructure announcements. Ganesh Housing, as you know, has been at the forefront of all the developments in Ahmedabad. In the last 3 years, we have embarked on development of new projects and have earmarked exciting projects even this year. We have completed Malabar Exotica ahead of schedule, booked revenues partially in FY24 in the fourth quarter, and even in FY25, the first quarter, we should be booking the balance revenue. In Q4, we also saw the announcement of the marquee project Malabar Retreat, much ahead of our planning. The surprise launch in this quarter of FY24 was actually a much forward to look forward to project. And thus, we saw very good interest with bookings as of now of up to about 27 to 30 apartments, totally to around 67 crores and more in revenues and pre-sales. This is going to be updated in this quarter, and it is going to increase every day. The ongoing commercial project of 1.3 million square feet in Million Minds, the SEZ project, is progressing very well and in all likelihood would be well ahead of its schedule once again. Let me brief about the new projects we are planning for FY25. If you recollect, we have planned two residential projects in Million Minds, one in FY24 and the other in FY25. Instead of one of those, we actually launched Malabar Retreat, as I just mentioned, in FY24. But in this year, FY25, we shall be launching both the phases of residential in Million Minds. One phase being launched in third quarter of this FY25 and the second phase in the fourth quarter. But together, the development of this is about 1.8 million square feet. Additionally, a new project, One Thaltej, which is a commercial project, is being added to the repertoire in the current year. It is an additional 1.8 million square feet with about 2,100 crores in revenue. It is expected to start in H2 FY25, the second half of this year, and finish by the second half of FY28. That's just about 3 years. There have been various developments in the area around the township project, the Smile City, that is the Godavari. Various projects of national importance are coming up around that area, like sports complexes, educational and skilled universities, and malls. With this, the roads, infrastructure, and connectivity, etc., is improving significantly. Looking to that, despite our plans being ready, we have thought it prudent to wait before launching the township project in the same manner as we planned earlier. We could have opportunities to develop it better and also realize a higher value once the other developments in the vicinity see some shape in the coming year. Hence, we are now thinking that the project will start in H1 of FY26. With all these ongoing and the upcoming projects, the company is set to develop over 5.5 million square feet of area, which are under various stages of development, making this the highest development at any point in time in the company's history. We have already laid out our plans last year itself for the next 5 to 7 years and are progressing systematically in that direction. Now, turning to the financial highlights of both Q4 and FY24, as said earlier, this has been an extraordinary year for Ganesh Housing. The results have surpassed all previous achievements in the past 20 years on all fronts. The revenue for the full year FY24 went up by 45% to 899 crores. The EBITDA went up by 146% to 630 crores. Similarly, in the quarter, if you see, the revenue went up by 53% year-on-year to 280 crores and the EBITDA went up by 45% to 152 crores. The EBITDA margin for the full year was about 70% and for the quarter was about 55%. And the PAT rose by 351% in FY24 to 461 crores and corresponding amount in Q4 was 113, which is a 186% growth over the previous fourth quarter of FY23. This has resulted into an increase of about 4.5 times, or rather 3.5 times in the EPS to 55 rupees. And the PAT margin is around 51% for the full year and about 40% for the quarter four FY25. Our cash flows have been very strong. And even after spending for capex on the SEZ, as you know, we have not raised any money. We are net debt zero. And given various advances for land purchases from our own sources, we still have a cash surplus of rupees 230 crores as of March 31st, 2024, far more than what we need for a capex expenditure this year. Our return on capital employed stands at 39.6%, and the return on equity is at 29.7%. Looking to the robust performance and the healthy cash flows, the Board of Directors has recommended a dividend of rupees 11 per share, that is 110%. The previous best ever was 22%, and now it is 110%. This is a 20% payout in line with our dividend policy, having about 92 crores outflow. The company endeavors to continue to perform well, execute unique and value-adding real estate projects, and make the Ganesh brand even stronger in the years to come. As we stand, we believe and are confident that the best performance is yet to come. With that, I open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Neeraj Sadani from Wisdom Finvest and Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi. Great numbers, as expected. So, sir, I think, the last time we had discussed, there was no mention of a project like One Thaltej. So, I wanted to know, was it like a new opportunity that came our way, or we already had a land bank? And, how did we decide to start this project suddenly? Because in our last, meetings and calls, we've always discussed about Smile City and the Million Minds project.
That's right. See, land bank was always there. And the opportunities are, always being explored. And when we believe that it's the right time for it to begin, we start working towards that. And unless the entire plan is ready and we believe we are very confident about actually executing, we tend not to announce it. And therefore, last year, this was still being thought about. Various discussions were happening, but nothing was crystallized. Now, the moment it got crystallized, we felt confident that this kind of a commercial venture, which is going to be a unique project again, is definitely going to be successful, and therefore we launched it this year.
So we didn't do any outflow for acquiring this land in this quarter, you mean?
No. It's an existing land bank that we have on the SD Highway itself.
When you say that we are the largest landowners of fully paid-up landowners of Ahmedabad, that includes all these smaller pieces of land as well.
That's right. And this particular one is not going to occupy too big a space, but yes, you're right.
Okay. And also, so, there is a lot of buzz around the GIFT City, but, even though we are doing so much development in Ahmedabad, any particular reason why we've avoided to launch a project there, and what is your view? What is the management's view?
No, there's nothing like avoiding any project. Like what you just asked a question about One Thaltej not being there last year. Probably next time you might ask about why you didn't talk about GIFT City and why you gone into GIFT City.
I'm absolutely happy with you launching more projects. It was just...
I'm saying that similar way, GIFT City is also there in our minds. It's not that anything is fructifying at this point in time, but yes, work is going on, and maybe, if something could come up, we can never know. At this point in time, we don't have anything to tell you, but it's a development which keeps happening, and something can come up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think that'll be it from my side now. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishit Shah from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. And congrats on a good set of numbers. So, a couple of questions. So, firstly, as usual, can you give us the split of the revenue from land sales and project sales in Q4 as well as the full year FY24?
See, in Q4, the land composition and the revenue is around 60%, and 40% of the revenue came from the project sales.
Okay.
And for the full year, it is around roughly around 80% of the sale come from the land and 20% from the project.
Okay. And so now of the land bank, we have kind of allocated, had earlier allocated 500 acres for that project. Almost 500 acres.
Yes. Right. That's right. We still have that where the various projects are either ongoing or are planned.
Right. So, what area would be occupied by one parcel? It is a smaller parcel, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's a very small portion. It is within that extra land that we have. It's not just those two large portion of 60 acres and 400 and odd acres in Godavari. Apart from that, also, we have got various land parcels. And this is going to come up just next to our corporate house, and which is existing land. So, it's not going to occupy too many acres in that.
Okay, got it. And post addition of this project, so what kind of land do we still have that can be traded?
No, is this nothing like can be traded. That opportunity is always seen as and when we see some value in buying or selling of land. It's an ongoing process. Like we have been acquiring land over the last couple of years, and some of the land we have acquired and sold off also directly when we got a very good rate. And this year also, as we speak, we have various acquisitions on the anvil, and it's going to be either completed this year or it can spill to next year. So acquisition of land, whether for the project or for the purpose of making a fit deal, is always on. So we keep acquiring the land continuously.
Okay, got it. Sir, regarding the retreat project, actually I had also attended last call, but I kind of missed that figure. So can you tell me what kind of GDV that the project has, and besides we have already kind of booked 67 crores out of it.
Sorry, we missed your point. What exactly is
important? No, retreat. You give the details of retreat.
Yeah. Retreat is around, Malab, it is happening in the 2 acres of land with two towers with G+22 floor, this thing. And it is actually somewhere in the range of 2.5 crore to 2.7 crore per unit with all the amenities. And it is right on the SG Highway near to Nirma University.
Each unit will have area of roughly about
4,000
square feet
of carpet.
It is upmarket, meaning upmarket apartment.
It will be 160.
It is about 160 apartments. Each of those average size of 4,000. There are some which are even bigger than that, and the average price we said at 2.5 to 2.7, but there are also 5 floors and odd kind of larger sizes in each of these towers. So the total development is right again in the heart of the new development which is happening, and as we call the new CBD, that is the Vaishno Devi Circle just behind Irma. So that is a place where we already had land and it's been developed on that.
Okay, got it. So, combining all the apartments of different configurations, what kind of total developable area or saleable area would be having? Would we be having a spread, and what would be the estimated development value?
See, total development area will be around somewhere 7 lakhs square feet.
Okay, got it. Yeah, thanks for the update. And lastly, on the 1,000 spread, so this will have you, I mean, it's frozen that it's for sale, or are we also thinking about maybe
sale model?
Sale.
It will be mostly outright sale model.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Akshat Shah from Niveshaya. Please go ahead. Yes.
Hello, sir. Very low, huh?
Okay. So
yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you for taking my question. So first question is that what is the valuation of current inventory, and what revenue is recognized from already sold projects? If you can.
See, our current inventory is somewhere around 421 crore. It is to be sold over 2-3 years.
This is at cost.
Okay.
And revenue recognized.
What was the second question?
So, what was the revenue recognized from the sold inventory? And what?
We have realized around 60% of the revenue from the Malabar Exotica project. And 40% of the revenue of Malabar Exotica will be coming in this quarter.
Okay. So another thing is that what will be the expectation for future cash flows if we consider Malabar retreat?
It would be, you know, see, these things keep coming over the next, the bookings can happen over this year, or it can even spill over some portion of the next year. So the cash flows of the entire retreat project could come in the next 1 or 2 years itself. And the last 1 year is the time when we finish it and deliver it.
Okay. Thank you for taking question.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is primarily towards your commercial segment. So as far as, you know, the SEZ portion is concerned, are the issues, you know, which were there earlier getting addressed? Are we seeing, you know, more people or, you know, more tenants showing interest for our properties?
Yes, Shreya. This actually has been always been of interest, and we started it off on that lease model because we saw a lot of interest in that. So there was no particular issue in that. We actually, it's the first time you're going into a lease model, right? So first, we saw whether there would be such kind of tenancy which is possible, and the Tishman Spheres had said have been also given the you know, the responsibility of trying to find the right set tenants. They were confident, and as we speak, actually, a lot of developments have happened in terms of speaking to the right the likely tenants by Tishman itself. And I think in this year, as we go closer towards completion of that, maybe in the second or third quarter. As I said, it's going to be completed, you know, ahead of schedule. So we'll start actually talking to people and getting the interest of tenancy in the maybe the second or third quarter.
Okay. Sure. So the second in the commercial, you know, which we plan to launch the one Thatlage one. So that would be also on a lease one, or it would be outright sale?
That's an outright sale. If people may invest it and do it on their own, but we are going for an outright sale.
Got it. And lastly, when we, you know, I mean, in the slide, you know, where we are showing the actual expected FCF of roughly 10,000 odd crore, the capitalized value. So
yeah,
it does not include the SG one, right? The Thatlage one.
It includes that also.
Because sir,
you see in that slide also, we have already mentioned what are the projects included there. So it includes the full sale value of the one Thatlage project.
Got it. So this is not the capitalized in the sense the EBITDA or the at the cap rate number, right? Am I reading it right?
Yes.
We have taken outright sales value of one Thatlage project and included that to arrive at that number of
10,000 crores,
what you just mentioned.
Got it. So our calculation is I'll have to remove the whatever sales value from Thatlage, and the balance would be which we'll be keeping and we'll be earning the annuity from it.
Yeah, so see, except for the SEZ commercial which is there in the Million Minds, That's the only place where we are looking at a lease model. Rest of the place is all on a sale, the outright sale basis. So only that has been capitalized to get come to this value, but rest of them are all on actual sales that which we've realized.
Got it. Sure.
And
sure.
Cash flow, like, more importantly, the cash flow is realized. Yes, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So second question, in terms of guidance, residential, how much, you know, should we look at for, say, at least for next 2 years?
The development which has started off, let's say, whether it's a retreat or the one which is just getting completed, that is the Exotica. The Exotica would be completely booked, but other than that, on a residential, actually revenue booking in the accounts, as per accounting standards, may not happen. That might happen in the third year from now. Maybe, you know, partially at the end of FY26 probably, but in FY25 it's unlikely, except Malabar Exotica, which we're looking now, that anything will come from the residential part.
Got it. No, sir, my question was towards the pre-sales number. How much are we targeting in terms of the pre-sales? The sale of residential assets, excluding the land portion.
Yeah, just a moment.
That's why we could get you.
You will have to repeat this.
Sure. So, sir, my question is, I'm not looking from the accounting revenue number. I'm looking at the pre-sales number.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then, how much is that?
Pre-sale number from the residential.
In the next 2 years.
Yes. This will be your 5,000 and around somewhere at 1,400 crore. From the residential side
is what we are targeting.
That we are targeting from these three residential projects
in the next 2 years.
Got it. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Majid Chana from Smartfin Investment. Please go ahead.
What is it?
Yes, you are.
Big sir, number.
No, you're not.
My first question. I'm audible, sir?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay.
No, we off and on, meaning we are not able to hear you.
Your voice is breaking, actually.
Yes, sir. Now, the first question that I have is, in the coming years, new supply from prominent developers is expected across the city submarket. How do you expect the demand scenario within increasing supply, and what is your take on momentum trend for commercial space in the city? Additionally,
you'll have to pardon us. Sorry, I have to interrupt. We are not able to really understand the full question. I think you may have to dial in again. You may join the queue. We are not able to get this. Your line isn't clear at all.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can just reconnect us. Thank you.
Okay.
So next question is from Saurabh Kilda from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
you are.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the question and congratulations on the great set of numbers. I just wanted to get your view on the, you know, overall demand scenario for Ahmedabad market. How do you see the trajectory going ahead and the kind of end users who are driving the market? And secondly, also your comments on price trajectory that you see going ahead.
See, on a year-to-year basis, if you see in terms of the progression in terms of launches and sales, there is a growth of around 15% on year-on-year basis on the residential side. And in terms of the pricing, if you see, there is a year-on-year growth of 9% on the pricing front. And with the kind of the development and the planning which is happening in and around Ahmedabad, like the expansion of the city, the limit of the city is getting expanded, plus what we have seen during our opening remarks also, till that there's a lot of projects of national importance which are coming up. There are a lot of things are happening in that front also. So the Ahmedabad city will itself get a big boost in terms of the overall real estate development. And we being a prominent player in this market, so definitely we will leverage ourselves from that potential development.
So actually, you know, a couple of factors. One is the growing industry and growing people, a lot of new industries coming up and people coming in from other cities into Ahmedabad, that itself is leading to the increase in the residential size. Second is that people have been, you know, going for a second home. They're also going for farmhouses. We see a lot of development in the western part of it because of that. And third is that people are also opting for trying to go for a larger houses. So people, you know, do believe that, you know, one have been not satisfied with the one where they are. So the demand for larger and premium houses also have been increasing, including, of course, the bungalows projects or the farmhouse projects also. And, of course, the kind of shift which is happening from Bombay in terms of financial district and so many people coming into GIFT City and even otherwise, and the new incentives which the government is giving for the IT industry. Even all these is also leading to a situation wherein the population is increasing and thereby the demand for housing is increasing.
Understood, sir. Thank you for an elaborated answer. Just a clarification, when you said 9% price growth, is it, you know, for your developments or across the industry?
I am talking about the basically on a residential side.
In, on across the industry.
Across the industry.
A recent published report of Knight Frank says this.
Yeah, no, I actually wanted to get a sense of more of your development. In your development, what has been the like-for-like pricing growth?
Oh, there it can be, you know, because, you know, some of the brand value which Ganesh has got, we normally always are even higher in terms of the pricing than the others, because also of the kind of the housing which we give and the facilities and the amenities which are given in the house. So slightly more than that, so we can command a better price than the average market price.
Okay, got it, sir. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sadani from Wisdom Finvest and Consultancy. Please go ahead.
So if I understand correctly, all our projects are now going to be under construction, and the only project that the next project that will get completed will only be in FY26, correct?
Yes. FY25, we have the balance of the Exotica.
Balance of Exotica, plus there are few inventory of other completed.
And we also have some inventory of some other completed projects, so that also will be sold.
No, so what I mean by completion is because if you started handing over, we are handing over Exotica without receiving the occupancy, is it?
No, we have already received.
Okay,
that is a pre sine qua non, right? We have to get it first, and so it's all in clear. It's only the documentation which keeps happening, and then handing over happens. It's
so
a clear property.
When we say about recognizing revenue in the books, we only recognize the revenue when we receive the occupancy certificate. Is that correct?
Yes. And also when we finish the documentation for to each of them. So many a times it does go into the second quarter and all.
Okay. So that means you have recognized partly, part revenue of Exotica has been recognized, and the part will be recognized in the next quarter. So would you be able to tell us that, you know, the bifurcation as to how much of it has already been recognized and how much will be recognized going forward?
Is 60 is already booked, and about 40% is what is yet to be booked, which will be booked mostly this entire 40 will be booked in current financial quarter of FY25.
Okay. And so do we have a policy about filing in the exchange when we launch a new project or something? Because, you know, it's a good thing that you've launched a project. But you like other developers, when we see, you know, maybe a DLF or a Prestige, they all give, launch notices on the exchange. But we are not giving stuff like that. Any particular reason why?
We believe that launching a new project or selling some units in project or booking certain units is day-to-day business for us. And hence, such activity does not require any notification to be sent to investors or shareholders at large.
So it has not, but okay, you know, a point taken is can.
All that you guys have taken purposely. Like,
yeah, that's right. We have not felt at this point in time the need for it, but Maybe, you know, when we have too many projects, we might do in the future, but it's not there in our on the cards at this point.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from Smart Sin Investment. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. So my first question is, in the coming years, the new supply from prominent developers expected across the city and submarkets. How do you expect the demand scenario within increasing supply, and what is your take on the momentum front for commercial space in the city?
The
first question, sir. And can I have the second question?
Yes, sir.
What is the status of the first Nano project? And is the launch in Q4 as indicated in the presentation plan? What are the feelings of my city one township?
So you're talking about the sound chip, I understood. Again, there was a slight problem, but I think I've got the crux of the questions on this answer. And you may come back if I've not answered it correctly. In terms of the development, you know, there is a lot of housing demand. First quarter of this calendar year itself, the demand has increased by 21.5%. And therefore, all the development which is happening, whether with it, by us or with other prominent developers, all are addressing the demand increase in this segment. And therefore, we do believe that for good developers and large developers from both from medium-sized houses as well as premium houses, which have also become a craze these days, there is a demand, and it will continue to be a demand because of all those things I said a few minutes back. On the other thing I think you talked about was the Smile City, that is the Godavi project. I said there's a lot of development, and I put that in my opening remarks, that there's a lot of development which is happening in the vicinity of that place, which is like the sports complexes coming up in and around the educational and skill universities, etc. So we believe that the planning which we did, we probably can do a little bit better planning or a larger plan looking to the development which are happening in the vicinity. And also the road infrastructure, everything is it is improving around that place. So while we wait for it, the value of it, the land and value of our projects is only going to increase. We're not going to lose anything. We are only going to have a better realization and better value of these projects. So, but at the same time, if we watch the other developments in that area, probably we might be able to replan on certain aspects and then do something which will be addressing the requirements around that area. That's the reason why we are putting it off to the next year at this point in time. And also, of course, you know, this year we have announced more projects than we had the earlier set, including this one Pulsage. So we do believe that we have, each year we have certain new projects coming up as planned.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I answered your question.
Sir, one more question I do with this. What are your funding plans for Smile City 1 Township?
That will be self-funded, and also from an internal, it's something like what we have the residential projects, wherein the bookings happen and the cash keeps coming in from the booking side itself, and partly coming in from the internal accrual. So it will be actually be resulting into a cash surplus rather than requiring any cash upfront in that.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. As that was the last question for the day, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for the interest in the company and attending this call, and also asking very relevant and interesting questions. As I said, Ganesh Housing is always in the forefront of giving better and better quality houses as well as the commercial building, and will continue to implement all the new projects the same way as we have been doing all these years. and trying to implement it ahead of schedule if possible. So we'll come back to you for with Q1 results very shortly. Thank you till then. Goodbye.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes its conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.